The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday. It is the 20th of July, and we are here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center here in Margate. Unfortunately, Janet Cimarelli will not be with us today, and she will not be here this weekend as she normally is. However, she will return on Tuesday, her regular hours of noon until 4 o'clock. And normally, she'd be here on Friday from 3 to 6, Saturday 1:30 to 5:30. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is open today until 7 o'clock, tomorrow Saturday from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m., and we are closed on Sunday. And have we got a great show for you today. We have a fantastic guest that has joined me here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, and we're going to be talking about a topic that I think most people have either enjoyed, disenjoyed, have been unhappy with, or are looking to eliminate what's in their body by the name of pain. And we're talking now with Dr. Brittany Holliday, who is a chiropractor and whose main passion is to help serve and empower the community to have better health naturally through chiropractic care. And I will tell our listeners and Brittany when we come back how I experienced chiropractic care back when I was 16 years old, which is a long, long, very long time ago. She understands that learning and growing never stops and is always looking for ways to improve her skills and knowledge in the field of chiropractic care. Dr. Brittany Holliday has been in private practice since 2011 as the co-owner of Mind and Body Wellness Studio, which is located in Miami, Florida. She's had the pleasure of working with many top athletes, weekend warriors, and in her private practice, she has loved serving her community in Miami. She graduated from the Life University, and she's a resident or former resident of North Carolina. And that's where she originally went to school. And she is now joining us here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning, Al. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. I know you have a lot of great information that you want to share with our listening audience.
Yes, definitely. Hopefully I can help somebody listening out there improve.
Well, give our listeners a little background that I may not have covered in my easy introduction to bring you onto the show.
Well, that was a great introduction. I am a chiropractor. I've been a chiropractor for the past 7 years. I owned a practice in Miami for 6 years. And then I sold that practice and I moved up to Coral Springs to actually partner with Friends and Family Spinal Care, a different type of chiropractic practice. So I'm learning a lot more up there, practicing a completely new technique, which is a really cool technique. We can get into that if we need to. I have a master's in nutrition, so I do like to bring that to my practice members as well, because I believe that not only, you know, healing your body with chiropractic care and getting out of pain through helping the body kind of stay balanced, also nutrition plays a huge role into that. So I have a past history of that as well and studies.
Well, give our listeners the address and phone number, because after they hear what you have to say today, they may be interested in getting in touch with you to help themselves.
Okay, yeah, definitely. Friends and Family Spinal Care, we're located at 9176 Wiles Road in Coral Springs, Florida. Our phone number is 954-369-1212. And I'm definitely available. If anybody has any questions after the show, you can give me a call. You can stop by here at Save-A-Lot. I'm going to be here till 12:30 today, and I will answer any questions anybody has or concerns.
Well, we're looking forward to that, because I know a lot of people come in to Save-A-Lot with issues of pain, and we're not always able to help them the way they would like to be helped. We don't sell pharmaceuticals. We don't encourage pharmaceuticals. However, it may be necessary at times for people to take a pharmaceutical if they're in that type of a situation, which I'm sure you've had experience with people that have been on pharmaceuticals that came to get chiropractic care. And once they've received the chiropractic care, there was no more need for any pharmaceuticals, which is the ultimate goal that I know you have.
Right. I'm not technically, my goal isn't technically to get people off pharmaceuticals. It's just to help their body actually heal on its own, because your body has an ultimate potential to heal on its own. If you cut your finger, your body will heal that cut over time. You don't necessarily need, you know, Band-Aids and Neosporin and things like that to heal your finger. So what chiropractic ultimately is trying to do is release that inborn potential in your body to heal itself. And a lot of times when people come in pain and they're taking certain medications to relieve the pain, when their body starts to function like it should, you know, the pain goes away, and that need is technically gone for the pain medication. And that's the ultimate goal with what we do in our office and ultimately in chiropractic as a profession in general. So that's what we look to do and to help people. And sometimes the pain medications are necessary so people can function and get through the day. There's nothing wrong with that. But ultimately finding out what the cause of that pain is really the goal, and how that can be addressed.
Well, my own personal experience, I'll tell you a quick short story and to the listening audience as well. When I was 16, I liked to play football. And I was born and raised in Brooklyn. And I was, again, 16. I hurt my back, either by twisting, getting tackled, or tackling somebody. And my grandfather at the time recommended that I go see a chiropractor, which was just right around the corner. Mm-hmm. And I went into the office after school, sat down with him. He gave me an adjustment, and it was like a miracle. It was just unbelievable. I went back for a couple more adjustments and never felt better. That's awesome. It was just unbelievable. That was at 16 years old. As the years went on, I had gotten married when I was 22, and we were living in Flushing, Queens at the time. And one morning, I could not get out of bed. I was just like totally numb, right in the bed there. And I had my wife call a local chiropractor who I had never been to before and asked him if he would make a house call. Now, back in those days, I'm going back over 50 years ago now. And in those days, there were many doctors, including chiropractic persons, that would make a house call. I was fortunate to be able to get him in the morning. He came to the house. He adjusted me, or he helped me get out of bed first, laid me on the floor in my bedroom, and started manipulating what he thought was the problem. And after about 15, 20 minutes, I was starting to feel better. And then he said, now I want you to try and get up with my help. So as he helped me get up off the floor, he said, now just walk around a little bit, and we're going to give you another chiropractic adjustment. And then I want you to come and see me later today, and we'll do this several more times until you're feeling 100%. Mm-hmm. And from that point on, I swore that chiropractors were the way to go when it comes to pain. It was just totally unbelievable what he accomplished in that short period of time and how good I felt.
Awesome.
And to this day, I still do go to chiropractors. So
awesome.
I'm a firm believer in chiropractors.
Awesome.
And that's a testimonial for me.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. That's a great testimonial, though, just from your sports history to then like an injury almost.
Right,
that
exactly.
You probably didn't know where it came from to getting help and getting better. That's amazing. That's what we're here to do. That's why I became a chiropractor.
Right. Now, the bulk of your patients that come to see you, what are they there for?
That's a really tough question because people are there for all kinds of things. A lot of people, when you think of chiropractic, think of the general neck pain and back pain. But ultimately, chiropractic was never created for pain management. It is great for pain management. So we actually are seeing patients with all kinds of symptoms that are causing pain. So neck pain, back pain, headaches are a huge one. Sleeping disorders are another one that we see quite a bit.
Sneezing?
Sleeping.
Oh, sleeping disorders.
Or sneezing. We can do sneezing. Any type of disorder, you know, knee pain, elbow pain, you know, tingling and numbness in the arms and the hands, that's a big one that we see because that is technically a nerve pain that we work with. Any type of visual disturbances seem to do well, breathing issues. I mean, I could probably name you a list forever of pain and symptoms that we see in our office. The majority, again, are going to be headaches, neck pain, back pain, and then the numbness and tingling in the arms and the hands and the feet and the legs.
Well, let's start off with headache then.
Yeah.
Because from my knowledge of the amount of people that come in here with headache issues, it seems that women are affected more than men by headaches.
Yeah.
And how do you attribute that to the reason why women are more attributed to headaches than men are?
Well, I think that women have headaches more than men. They carry their stress in a different location typically than men. Most women carry their stress in their shoulders and upper back, which the muscles that attach there attach to the back of the head, and there's nerves that come up the back of the head that can get affected with increased muscle tension. So we see that a lot in women, that their shoulders and their neck are a lot more affected than a man.
Uh-huh.
And that could be typically due to maybe carrying children or just being a little bit more stressed and holding their posture differently because their muscle tone is a little different than a man. A lot of times hormones also play a factor in that. Estrogen levels can change pretty frequently through a woman's cycle, and they can actually cause increased muscle tension, muscle tone, and that can also trigger a headache or a migraine. So we see, yeah, definitely a lot more women experience headaches versus men because of those reasons. That's really the main two I see, I think, more than anything. Also, women's muscles are a little bit smaller in their neck, so holding up the head, which weighs, 8 to 12 pounds, can be a little bit more work for a muscle tone on a woman than a man. So that could also affect also the nerves and the tension in the neck and the head.
So what would the way that you would treat somebody or a woman that comes in with headache issues?
So the first thing that we would look at with a woman that presented with headaches is really just looking into what could possibly be the cause of the headache. Is it hormone? Is it, a nutritional issue? Is it dehydration? Or is it the actual nervous system that's affected? So we would do a complete exam on them and really check that out. A lot of times we see, especially in today's society, is the neck. There's supposed to be a specific curve in the spine of the neck. And a lot of people have lost that curve due to texting.
That's music telling me that we're in time for a short intermission.
Okay.
That's our producer, Joe, in the studio up in Boca Raton. I thank
okay.
you, Joe. We can get carried on here for this particular show. But this is Al Foreman for Save-A-Lot. Our special guest today is Dr. Brittany Holliday, and we're speaking about chiropractic care and how it can help you overcome different pain issues. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Save-A-Lot has the entire spectrum of products to support your good health. Let's begin with those choices of organic foods at Save-A-Lot. Minimize your exposure to artificial chemicals found in fertilizers, pesticides, and GMOs. Choose organic foods and support your good health as well as supporting ethical food practices. Come into Save-A-Lot and see your organic food choices at great prices. The best prices. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. Half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Plaza. 754-307-1655.
Are you taking the recommended supplements meant to address specific health issues? If you've not been able to reach your health goals, maybe the supplements don't have the biological activity necessary. Discuss with me, Janet Zimmerelli, the specific nutrients for your health issues. Quality supplements and focused nutrient dosages make a world of difference. To achieve your health goals, come to Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Our excellent staff has combined experience well over 100 years. You get the very best supplements at the very best prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, the 20th of July, and Janet Zimmerelli, unfortunately, is not going to be with us today, and she will not be available either tomorrow or Saturday, or today, Friday, and tomorrow, Saturday. We are open today until 7 o'clock. Tomorrow, Saturday, we're open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And our very special guest today is Dr. Brittany Holliday, and we're speaking about chiropractic care. Before the commercial, we were talking about headache and women.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if you, I know you had some other thoughts on it, so let's share it with our listeners.
Yeah, definitely. So we were just talking about how to address, you know, how would I address a headache patient in my office. The biggest thing is finding out what's the cause of the headache. That's really the biggest thing. Pain in general, finding out what the cause of the pain is. Pain is not necessarily a bad thing. It's definitely your body telling you that there's something going on. It's now trying to figure out what the cause is. So in a headache patient would be the same, looking to see, are they dehydrated? Do they have, you know, proper supplements or elements in them? Is it a nerve problem? Is it a simple muscle problem? So determining those things would be the first thing that I'd want to do with a patient, taking them through a complete examination. And especially looking at the neck in general, because the nerves that come out of the neck are the ones that supply the head, neck, and the brain with blood flow and oxygen, which can be a big trigger for headaches. And like I was telling you just a second ago, a lot of people, especially in today's society, have lost the specific curve in their neck that's necessary for the nerves and the muscle tissue and the ligaments to be healthy, because people are texting all day or they're working on the computer all day and they're looking down. So people have started to lose that curve a lot earlier in life. We're seeing it now in teenagers too. And that will put a big strain on the muscles and the ligaments in the back of the head and neck and cause things like headaches and neck pain. And then as a chiropractor, what we can do, the good thing about that is we can actually go in and address that loss of curve and work on getting that curve back in most cases, depending on the length of time that it's been there, and allow that tissue and nerve flow to normalize again and get back to normal, and hopefully in the process of doing that, allow the head and the neck to function like it should and not be in pain.
I'm not a big fan of x-rays, but do you use an x-ray when you see somebody for the first time, especially with head and neck pain?
Yes, definitely, because it could also be an underlying more serious issue, so we do want to make sure that there's no lesion in there or something more serious like any type of fracture or anything if they had a trauma. So, yeah, we would ultimately take an x-ray of them to make sure that we're going to rule out something that would be more harmful for the patient, just to give them the better care as possible.
Well, that's the most important thing.
Yes.
That's your prime concern.
Exactly. How can we treat this patient the best way possible?
Now, when you deal with women, I know that you're very involved with a technique having to do with pregnant women who are very concerned about the health of the newborn that is not born yet.
Of course.
And how do you handle something like that? Or what procedures do you do to get pregnant women to get on the right path to make sure that the delivery of the newborn is going to be perfect?
Yeah. So I practice a technique called Webster technique. It's a certification that is within the chiropractic profession. You have to take additional classes and education to get that technique. You have to take a test and a certification. And that allows me to actually analyze the pelvis of a woman a little bit differently than a normal chiropractor would. And treat it a little differently. So if we can keep the pelvis lined up as good as it possibly can, the birthing process, the pregnancy is going to go a lot smoother versus if the pelvis is shifted, putting more pressure and stress on the womb. And a lot of times in those pregnant women, we will see that the birthing process is a lot more comfortable. There's less back pain, leg pain, cramping in the front where the ligaments are. And then in general, research has shown that the birthing process is actually decreased with women under chiropractic care because the pelvis is lined up better. And so as the baby's exiting the birth canal, that process goes a lot smoother because there's more space and more room. And that technique is very different than what people would normally think of chiropractic and popping and cracking. It's very, very different and very light. So that's a big difference.
So when you coach pregnant women, is it a series of different exercises that you go through?
Yeah, there's exercises that we go through. There's stretching. There's muscle work. I do a lot of advising them on certain belts and postures to take as they're working, depending on their lifestyle, to keep them posturally correct and keep the pelvis and the womb as open as it can. You don't want to constrict that area because you want the baby to grow and flourish without compression and torsion, which can happen if you're sitting all day or doing certain things that might be, you know, not conducive to the womb or the pelvis.
What about a program of food or nutrition?
Yeah.
Is that part of it with the Webster technique?
It's not part of the Webster technique, but since I do have my master's, I do like to dive into what my women during pregnancy are eating and consuming just to make sure that it's helpful for the birth process of the baby and keeping the baby with the proper nutrients. It's very important. You know, obviously folic acid is a big thing, and certain developmental issues do really well with proper nutrition during pregnancy. So I will definitely talk about that and go into that with them. I do kind of tailor per person, too, based on, you know, what they're intaking. So usually I'll have them fill out like a food diary and see what their daily intake of nutrients are.
So what point, when a woman is pregnant, do you like to get them started on the Webster technique?
I typically, 8 weeks in is when I will start the Webster technique, 8 weeks in. Yeah, the first 8 weeks we will still check them and adjust them. But the Webster technique usually kicks in about 8 weeks in. So that's when we're really working on the pelvis and the muscles and making sure everything is balancing out.
All right, and from that point on, you just follow, or they follow you, or you follow them, until the pregnancy is complete.
Exactly, yes.
Now, what happens after they give birth?
After they give birth, we recommend for them to come and get checked again because, again, the birthing process is very strenuous on the body. I'm sure most women know that. And have experienced that. So we do recommend them to come get checked as soon as they feel comfortable post-birth. You know, whenever a woman feels comfortable, a lot of times it takes them time, especially if it's a first pregnancy. If it's a second pregnancy, it's a little less time because they're a little bit more comfortable with the post-effects of birth. But for them to get checked and make sure that the pelvis is back to proper alignment, because a lot of times during birth process, it will go out of alignment and, you know, can cause concerns later in life. A lot of women have residual back pain following a birth because their pelvis was knocked out of alignment during the birth process and never got put back in correct alignment. So we do recommend that that check post-birth as well.
So from that point on, they could see you for the next 5 or 6 years as the baby grows into a child and so forth and so on. Is there any particular technique that you use for children of the mother?
No, the technique for children is definitely different, too. It's very light, low pressure. There's no popping or cracking in a child because, again, their bones aren't fully formed. Their bones are cartilaginous, so they're soft. So when you check a child, it's very different, and you're really working with the top bone in the neck, the very top area where the brainstem lies. You want that area to be as open as possible, not constricted or rotated, so as the baby develops, they can develop properly with proper spinal curves and proper health and nerve flow. So it's a very low force technique. Well, it's not a specific technique, it's just kind of in with regular chiropractic.
Which is something you specialize in.
Yes.
Which is most important.
Yes, I do.
If anybody has any questions for Dr. Holliday, she's going to be here right after the radio show from 11 a.m. when it ends until 12:30. Mm-hmm. So if you'd like to come down and meet her and discuss any issues that you may have, I think it would be a worthwhile cause for you to do that. And she can, again, give you the address of where she's located in Coral Springs and the phone number, and you can make an office appointment with her to go further into what it is that's ailing you. One other point that I know women come in here more frequently for than men, and that's the issue of fibromyalgia.
Yeah.
And that seems to be a problem that seems to be proliferating, seems to be getting worse. I don't know whether it's the diagnosis the doctor is giving or whether or not it's something the woman has in her mind because she heard it from a friend or she saw it on TV or she read it in a magazine. But give us a little background on the issue of fibromyalgia in women.
Yeah, I think fibromyalgia is one of those like new hot topics, like you were just saying, Al. People hear it and they can kind of self-diagnose. If you have 11 parts of your body that are sore, okay, maybe I have fibromyalgia. You know, doctors like to diagnose that as well, and it's just a very hard to describe kind of pain. As well, it's more of a somatic pain symptom, too, where the skin and the muscles are really sore, but they're chronically sore, so they're always sore all the time. Usually trigger points in the shoulders, the neck, and throughout the back are the main areas of fibromyalgia. Now, what I found in practice seeing patients with it, because we do get a lot of patients with fibromyalgia, they're not really sure where to turn. A lot of times it's the nervous system is just overreacting and overfunctioning. And that's what's causing the body just to light up with different pain signals and kind of transfer and move around. So when we analyze a patient with a fibromyalgia-like presentation, we're going to really look to see how their nervous system looks and is there stress on it from either the spine, the spinal cord, the muscles, is their posture off? Are you making the body overwork that it shouldn't be overworked? And a lot of times you'll see that in posture. If somebody's posture is really contorted or twisted, that'll put pressure and stress on the joints and the ligaments and the muscles. And sometimes if it's been like that for a while, cause them to overwork and be in a lot of chronic pain. There's a lot of good supplements too that help with that. You know, the arnica that we have here on the table is great. Curcumin and turmeric are great for inflammation because you'll see a lot of inflammation as well in fibromyalgia because the nervous system's overreacting. So it's creating an inflammatory response in the body to combat the pain that it's feeling. So we'll see that a lot as well. So those are good combinations with what we do.
All right, so based upon a diagnosis of fibromyalgia, how do you treat that patient manipulatively or with your hands or with a machine to help alleviate some of the discomfort that they're feeling?
So when the type of chiropractic that I do now is called NUCA chiropractic, so it's specific upper cervical care, so it's only adjusting the top area of the spine, and it's light and low force, so we don't do any popping or cracking. It's very low pressure, which is very nice for a fibromyalgia patient.
I would think so.
They're very sore. So this technique actually is great for them because it's so low force and so light, and we're only working on the upper neck to restore proper balance within the spinal cord and the nervous system that they tend to get great response. And we're not hitting those sore areas. We're allowing them to slowly relax and balance over time. So overall, we're trying to get balance and ease in the body, the nerve system, the muscles, and the ligaments, and allow that system just to relax on its own. So they do really well with that type of adjustment.
And it's also possible that you may suggest a topical product to ease some of the discomfort going through until they are now almost healed, or with your help, they're almost healed, as well as themselves.
Yeah. I really.
Yeah, that's Joe telling us it's time for an intermission. So we're going to pick up when we come back for this. You're listening to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. My name is Al Foreman. Our very special guest today is Dr. Brittany Holliday. And we're speaking about different issues with chiropractic care, the pain, and some of the discomfort that people feel when they go through these different situations. We're really focusing on women right now, but we're going to get to the men as we go on. So stay with us. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Mr. Al Foreman and his team are working very hard to stock the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with the best supplements, the best beauty care, the best organic groceries, but the best of the best is the prices. EDLP, everyday low prices. We invite you to come and see what we're creating for you, the savvy health food shopper. Come see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Caring for your health doesn't stop with taking the best supplements. Caring for your health also means reducing your exposure to harmful chemicals. Come see the great selection of skincare products containing no harmful chemicals, products that support your good health and the health of our world around us. Natural hair care, body washes, fragrances, essential oils, moisturizers. Support your good health with all the natural products at great prices. Fabulous prices. Unmatched prices. All at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, the 20th of July. Our very special guest today is Dr. Brittany Holliday, and we're speaking about chiropractic care and how people can benefit by easing painful situations by going to Dr. Brittany Holliday, because she is a chiropractor and been practicing now for 7 years. and she's right in Coral Springs, which is close by to where we are here in Margate. We've been speaking about women's issues, and we're still not finished because women are an important part of my life and everybody who I think is listening to the show. So we were speaking about fibromyalgia, and I'm going to take you right back to that so we can talk more about that, and then we can go on to possibly another topic.
Yeah, definitely. So we were talking about possible topical solutions to fibromyalgia.
Right.
As people are going through the treatment process and getting their body back into proper balance so the muscles and the nerves and the ligaments aren't overfiring so much, which is what we kind of determined that fibromyalgia mainly is. I'm not saying that's the complete extent of the condition, but that does, you know, relieve a lot of those symptoms. But some of the better topical solutions that I like are the Arnica Care Gel that you have here at Save-A-Lot, which is great. Arnica is an awesome anti-inflammatory solution that does a great job just to put directly over the area that's sore to relieve it. So, you know, as you're going through the day, you feel good enough to do your things that you need to do, especially sometimes during treatment processes, it takes time to get better and to get stable. So we do want people to be able to function and be able to be happy. So topical solutions like Arnica is really good. I like that Sombra Warm Therapy as well, which is almost like a massage cream that can be put into the muscle tissue as well. And you have the Boswellia, which is good. It's, you know, Indian frankincense version, which is great also for pain relief and inflammation. So those are really three great products that can be applied to muscle tissue and areas of soreness to help along the treatment process.
You mentioned the key word that I think is worthy of discussion also, massage.
Mm-hmm.
How important is it for women going through issues with fibromyalgia to deal or have the availability of doing a massage once a week or once every other week or as often as possible?
Yeah, I think massage is great in that sense that you do need to find a therapist that is familiar with fibromyalgia because there are trigger points and areas in that condition that are very sore that need to be treated appropriately. But massage is awesome because it's going to help that muscle tissue relax and normalize a lot faster through the treatment process. And I think that the frequency could be as frequent as once a week or every other week based on, you know, the individual's schedule. But I do think massage is a great point because muscle tissue is a big component with fibromyalgia that's, you know, irritated. So I think massage is great in that sense.
Now, one more point before we move on to men.
Yeah.
Women with bone density issues.
Yes.
Is chiropractic care beneficial for them?
Of course. If you have, you know, joints that are not lined up the way they need to be lined up, they're going to, over time, wear each other out a lot faster than joints that are lined up and moving the way they should be moving. So a lot of times you'll see bone density almost be less in certain areas of the joints because they've been worn out a lot quicker because of postural issues and the alignments off. So yes. But also with bone density in general, we've got to look at nutritional vitamins and nutrients that help with calcium absorption in that case and, you know, weight-bearing exercise for those individuals as well, just to give them an overall bodily ability to get that density, you know, a little bit back or to stabilize it in the degeneration process that it's in. So, yes, looking at joint alignment is very important because if your joints are out of alignment, they're going to wear out a lot faster and wear out the bone density a lot faster too.
So chiropractic care would definitely be a benefit,
yeah.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, definitely, because just getting normal alignment and getting the body eased up will help quite a bit.
Now, if you had to pick one topic that you've seen men in either pain, discomfort, or complaining about something, I know men don't like to go to doctors. That's to them, I guess, the worst thing they could do. But as we grow older, and we have a listening audience that's probably 50 years and older, mm-hmm. that may be experiencing different situations.
Of course.
And I'm speaking about men now.
Yeah.
They would come to you seeking an answer to what it is.
Yeah.
And what would be the most common cause that you have seen men visit you to, let's say, alleviate any discomfort?
Well, I think you pretty much touched on it earlier with your story, I guess, in your 20s when you saw the chiropractor the second time because your back was pretty much thrown out.
Right.
Low back pain is probably one of the most common things I see in men. where either their low back is sore or it's, you know, traveling into their legs, or it's to the point where they wake up and they're stuck and they can't straighten up in the morning or have a hard time getting out of a chair, straightening up out of a chair, that's probably the most common symptom in men that I typically see. So
tell our listeners how you treat that.
So that is a different animal in itself, different than the women's cases that we were talking about, because men do, you know, and this is just a general, you know, consensus that men do a little bit more hard labor. I'm not saying that women don't do that, but, you know, men do a lot of lifting and carrying things. And a lot of times that lower segment in the spine gets a lot of stress put on it, and it can injure what we call the disc, or the little cushion in between the spine. Yes.
Which we've heard numerous times, the disc.
Yeah, like you blew out your disc kind of a comment. That's very common in men because they're lifting heavy things, or they're going to the gym and throwing weight around, you know, in their early 20s, and then later on in life that disc tends to wear out. That's what we see in men. So if you've got compression, that disc is injured, the spine's going to get closer to the nerve and put pressure on that nerve. And when that happens, that will cause something where you're saying, I threw my back out. You're going to be stuck when the spine is pinching and putting pressure, more pressure on that nerve area. So chiropractic looks at that segment and tries to work on getting proper movement, proper spacing back in that joint so the nerve can rehab and not have pressure on it, and then therefore the body can move again.
Well, that's the important thing.
Exactly. You're getting back to normal activities.
So how do you go about finding out? Do you take an x-ray first?
We do, or we use additional imaging. A lot of times in those cases, the patients will come in already with images, with MRIs from their primary doctor.
Oh, okay.
Or x-rays from their primary doctor that already show that disc injury. Usually when they get to us, that's already an injury that they kind of know about. And it's just not something that's been corrected. Because a lot of times the solutions for that are to do, you know, strengthening exercises with the core, or to do an injection to just, you know, make the pain go away. But it's not technically fixing that compression on that nerve, so it comes back after a period of time. So when we get those patients, we will look at all their other imaging, determine if that imaging is good enough for us to give them proper care, and if we can give them care or not. If we need more imaging, we would take an x-ray, look at the health of the spine and the spacing, and then work on if it's a case that we can take because the spacing's too compressed or the spine is rotated, work on getting the spine back to proper alignment and better spacing and better movement on the disc.
Well, you mentioned the disc as being the primary focus of what could be causing the pain. And would you recommend a topical alleviation of the discomfort while going through chiropractic care? Or do you recommend, have you recommended supplements to help them with the chiropractic care as they're going along?
Yeah, definitely.
Or a combination.
A combination. Topical is great because in the initial beginning stages of the injury, your muscles are so spasmed that you can't move very well. So getting a good topical that's going to release muscle tension is awesome. So again, back to the arnica, back to the boswellia, the Sombra warm therapy is really good just to give good pain relief. There's a lot of inflammation in that joint too. So getting the inflammation out as soon as possible is helpful. Also during that process, because the disc needs good health and nutrients as it's going through the healing process, osteochondroitin is great because it gives that joint a little bit more fluid and hydration. And it's a cartilaginous tissue too, so anything that's going to support the cartilage is very helpful as well.
Now, is there any relation to a disc problem and discomfort in the knees? Or not, but behind the knees?
It could be a stretch for me to say, but if you have a disc problem in your low back, you could be compensating and, you know, walking shifted to one side, and then you would wear out that knee and the side that you're putting more pressure on. So it could translate, or it could not, you know, it kind of depends on the condition. But if you know, you're walking around, you know, for years with a disc problem in your low back and your body's shifting to take pressure off the low back and you're putting all your weight into your knee, then it would wear out the knee over time. Yeah, definitely.
Do you think there's a relationship between a disc problem and restless leg syndrome at night?
There could be, because the disc problem can pinch that nerve, and that nerve would most likely be L5-S1, which goes into the sciatic nerve, and that nerve controls function of the entire leg. So it could add to it. It might not be the primary cause of it, but it could add to a restless leg-like feeling for sure. Restless leg is a little bit different, I think, more in just the nutrient portion.
I know that men as well as women come in with issues of restless leg.
Yeah.
Where it wakes them up in the middle of the night.
You're right.
And they're in horrible pain. Normally, they're fine during the day.
Right.
But when they go to sleep and they were asleep for an hour or two, it wakes them up.
Right.
Because the leg cramps up. And that, I know over the years here at Save-A-Lot, we've had many people come in with issues of restless leg.
Right.
And just to interject one thing, we do have a remedy. And it's called Charlie Horse.
Okay.
Which is potassium, magnesium, and taurine. And that works like a charm, eliminating restless leg syndrome. And it's just a fantastic product.
Yeah, I was going to definitely suggest.
One point you did mention when you're dealing with men, you mentioned the word core exercises.
Yes.
And I think that's a term that most men are probably not familiar with. But I know we're coming up on an intermission, and I didn't want to interrupt you by going into core exercise. And I know there's one other topic as far as men are concerned that I do want to cover as well.
Okay.
So we're going to go on a short intermission. You're listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Our special guest today is Dr. Brittany Holliday, chiropractic physician. And we're going to learn more about how she can help people when we come back from the short intermission. Stay with us.
Okay.
When you support your probiotic status with Best Biotic, you are on the way to overall good health. Your brain benefits with Best Biotic. Your immune system benefits with Best Biotic. Your digestion benefits with Best Biotic. Who doesn't need that kind of broad support for health and well-being? Enhance your health with Best Biotic. You can learn more at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and find Best Biotic at incredible savings. Call 754-307-1655 for more information.
Looking for quality groceries at great discounted prices? Look no more. You can find the brands you know at the very best prices at Save-A-Lot. And always at the best prices. EDLP prices. Everyday low prices. I will say everyday lowest prices. That's right. EDLP, everyday lowest prices. Come on in, see for yourself. See the great selection and be amazed at the prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate. Go to SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. SAVALOT NutritionCenters.com.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, the 20th of July. We are open today until 7 o'clock, tomorrow, Saturday, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Our very special guest today is Dr. Brittany Holliday, and she will be available if you have any questions from the show ending at 11 o'clock until 12:30. Please feel free to stop in and ask her anything that may be on your mind with respect to what we've been discussing or chiropractic care in general. It's a session that I believe works great. I'm a firm believer in chiropractic care. Of course, it's helped me over many years and still is. So I encourage people to come down if they have any questions and speak to Dr. Holliday here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center up until 12:30 today. Janet Cimarelli will be back with us next week. She'll be back her regular hours on Tuesday from 12 to 4, next Friday from 3 to 6, and Saturday 1:30 until 5:30. If you have any questions you want to reach us, the number here is 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655. And now if we can get back, Brittany, to the issue of men that we were speaking about and core exercises.
Yes, definitely. So you were just, you know, during the break we were talking about, do you have to go to the gym for those core exercises?
Right.
And definitely. Do not need a gym to do core exercises. Some of the best core exercises to do don't require any weight lifting. They're just straight body weight. But the ones that I like the most are really, you know, the planks. I don't know if you know what a plank is, but you're sure. holding a certain position, just keeping your core tight. You're not really flexing or bending your body. It's just working on, you know, solely strengthening the core from a, you know, stagnant point. So planks are really, really good to do daily, you know, before you go to bed or in the morning when you wake up, you know, and holding them for the amount of time that your body is able to do it. So sometimes you can start with 5 seconds and then work your way up. You would want to work up to, you know, a minute to 2 minutes, ideally. But, you know, start where your body is able to start. There's no wrong way to start it, but start holding that. Start getting the core engaged. A lot of people are missing that because of the activities they're doing in their daily life, sitting and neglecting some of those.
They get bored
holding
it for so long.
Well, yeah, you got to put on, like, Netflix or something on your phone and watch it while you're holding your plank. You could do that. So, yeah, definitely core, as planks are great. There's something called an ab hollow exercise, and you can look that up on the internet, but you're laying on your back with your knees bent, and you're just pressing your back flat into the ground. That's another really great exercise for people to do that just works on strengthening the core all the way around and in turn strengthens the low back. So that's another good exercise. An ab hollow is a really good one that I recommend my patients to do. And then the last one is a simple bird dog. It's called bird dog. And you're on your hands and knees and you're extending one arm and one leg opposite of each other, still working on core strength.
That takes a while to get used to.
It does. You can start, you know, you can modify those, you know, start with just lifting one arm and then one leg individually versus both. Because it does. It takes a lot of balance, too. So work. You can always do modifications and work up to those exercises as well. But those are the three main ones I recommend. So people can do them in their house and start really activating and engaging that core muscle, which gets neglected a lot.
Okay, I know we only have a little bit of time left before we have to say goodbye.
Sure.
But I know we want to cover the area of men, which is what we're covering, but we're now dealing with teenagers.
Yes.
Boy teenagers or early men teenagers, however you want to describe it. But I would say from, let's say, 12 or 13 up until 18 and 19 years old, because there seems to be a widespread problem with concussions.
Mm-hmm.
And with sports injuries to youngsters.
Yeah.
How do you handle things like that?
Yeah, so concussions are a huge topic, a huge concern for the whole chiropractic profession, because with a concussion, I know that the movie about concussions has become very popular. With the concussion, the brain, the fluid in the brain, there's toxins in the fluid, needs to flush out so it can, you know, replenish and rejuvenate. With a concussion, it kind of gets stuck up in there. And with a concussion, it's not just a brain injury. There's also neck and whiplash trauma. So addressing that whole system is very important. So when we get a teenager that has had concussions, we really look at the upper part of their neck, right where the brain stem is, the top bone in that called C1, and look at how we can normalize that so the brain can technically flush the fluid back down and rejuvenate and replenish. And Nanuka Chiropractic Care specifically has research has shown to do that. And that's easily accessible research that you can look up. Nuka, N-U-C-C-A, chiropractic and concussions are a huge, huge thing nowadays, and does provide great relief and great rehab and results, along with doing other physical therapies and things for rehab as well.
Well, if you have a youngster, a boy, man, a young man, that has been diagnosed with a concussion,
mm-hmm.
how frequently is he expected to come for chiropractic care?
That depends on his actual subluxation, which is how the head and the neck have actually contorted based on the injury. A lot of times those individuals will be seen multiple times a week for, you know, a period of a month to two. And what we do is we measure the correction. So once we get that proper alignment, we know that they're ready to go back and be released. So we will measure the misalignment and then the realignment. And once that's done, and it takes time for certain individuals, usually a couple months of care will really help resolve that. And looking at their neurological deficits and things like that, eye movements and concentration and ability to focus in school, being really close with their teachers and their sports trainers are also part of our care process. But it does take usually a couple months to really get that area of the spine back to where it needs to be and where it's stable.
Right.
So, yeah, a couple months to, you know, 2 to 3 months.
So there's a bright light not too far away.
Yeah, and that's good because, you know, kids, teenagers are a lot more resilient than adults because they have less years of traumas and stressors. So they rehab a lot quicker. They bounce back a lot quicker. So that's always fun.
But getting back to adult men,
yes.
One thing I know we have to cover in the few minutes we have left is older men, I'm speaking about men that 60 and beyond, or older than 60, mm-hmm. that like to golf and play tennis. And there always seems to be, I know we have them come in here looking for remedies for because they twisted wrong
mm-hmm.
or they bent wrong. How do you deal with women, not women, but men that have problems either in a golfing game or in tennis because they've done something wrong?
Well, that goes back to, you know, muscle weakness. You know, is their core tight? Do they have good form? Making sure that the alignment of their structure, their spine, their hips, their shoulders, and their knees is where it needs to be. Because if you're golfing or playing tennis on an uneven surface, let's say your hips are out of balance or your shoulders are twisted, as you swing that club or that racket, it's going to play a bigger stress into the joints if it's not lined up properly. So getting people lined up properly so as they do those movements aren't putting as much stress into the joints, making sure that their muscle, their core is tight again, is very important, and then making sure their form is good, because ultimately, if you like to golf and play tennis, we want you to keep doing that. If it makes you happy, we want to keep you happy. That's the ultimate goal in life, is to be happy.
For sure.
And do what you love. So those are the three main points in those type of sports, because they are very unilateral, so they're one-sided, and they will definitely wear out the joints over time. As long as the joints can stay healthy and balanced, that'll keep them healthier longer.
All right, would the same thing apply for leg muscles with discomfort?
It depends on the type of discomfort with a leg muscle. You have longer muscles, so you could have a tear or an injury too. So you would want to evaluate, you know, if there's a tear or an injury to the muscle, actually maybe rehabbing that part of the muscle. With the back and the spine, usually those are all kind of connected more together. So that would kind of depend with that one. It's hard to say.
And generally speaking, when you're dealing with someone who came in with a golf injury or a tennis injury, and you've explained the core exercises, and they proceeded to do the core exercises, what other treatment chiropractically is there in addition to that?
Just adjustments to balance out the pelvis and the spine, the low back, the shoulders, the neck. That would be another one. Making sure they have, you know, good nutrients as well, so their body is recovering faster too. Recovery is huge. And just back to it, your body needs really three main things to stay healthy. It needs good oxygen and water. It needs proper nutrients, and it needs proper nerve supply because the nerves control all your function. So making sure those three things are in with that athlete, no matter what age they are going to help them to be the best of, you know, of who they are and at their level. So making sure all those three things are really present in their life are going to be the best thing.
Do you have a formula for keeping hydrated, especially at this time of the year?
I would just say body weight, kilograms divided by 2. That would be for water intake. That would be my best hydration, and just getting good electrolytes in the system too, because with the heat, you're going to lose those electrolytes pretty quickly. So getting good electrolytes, you might have a good one at Save-A-Lot, I'm sure.
Well, actually, we have several that people can use, but I like the way you introduced the hydration part with weight divided by 2.
Uh-huh.
We generally will recommend 1 ounce of water per pound of body weight.
Perfect.
And then generally, again, it's up to the individual to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Most people have trouble drinking 2 glasses of water a day.
Right.
And it's a major problem to get them to increase the amount of water they're putting into their body. They don't really realize how important water is.
Water is super important. It can cause chronic pain if you're dehydrated. I mean, there's almost every symptom and health condition known to man. You know, if you drink a lot of water, will almost, you know, not resolve it, but decrease the symptomatology of it. Water is important. Your body is
mainly water. There's no question about
it.
Now, give our listeners again your address and your phone number, because if they can't come down here from a few minutes from now until 12:30 to meet you and speak to you, maybe they'd like to call your office or stop by and speak to you about an issue they may be having some of which we've spoken about and some of which we couldn't cover because we're only here for an hour.
Yeah.
So let's have the number again, Brittany, so people can write it down and the address, and they can come and visit with you.
Yeah, definitely. My consultations are always free in my office as well, so it's always free to come and sit down with me. So you can find me at Friends and Family Spinal Care. We're in Coral Springs, 9176 Wiles Road. And our number you can contact us is 954-369-1212.
All right, do it one more time because a lot of people may not have grabbed a pencil to write it down.
Yeah, so Friends and Family Spinal Care, we're at 9176 Wiles Road in Coral Springs. And our phone number is 954-369-1212.
Well, I want to thank you very much for all this enlightening conversation.
Yes.
I hope that our listeners appreciate it as much as I appreciate it because chiropractic care to me is something that everybody should consider doing. Rather than resorting to pharmaceuticals in any way, shape, manner, or form. You want to try and do things the easy way. And I think if you're going to measure chiropractic care versus a pharmaceutical, chiropractic care is much easier than taking a pharmaceutical with less danger. So I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank you, Brittany, for being with us today. Most informative. And if people have any questions, please feel free to stop in. Brittany will be here until 12:30. To answer any questions that you may have. We look forward to that. And tune in. We'll be here again next Friday, 10 a.m. with Janet Cimarelli. And again, we're open today till 7. Tomorrow, Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Thank you very much. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks,
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in again next Friday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.